on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Here's Joanna Earle.
KMFM has been told lorry drivers heading to Kent from France are continuing to face threats and attacks on a daily basis. It's now thought more than 7,000 people are living in the so-called jungle migrant camp in Calais, with many making regular attempts to reach the UK. Claire Britcher is from the Freight Transport Association in Tunbridge Wells.
They'll drop from bridges onto the top of trucks. They'll slash the side of curtain-sided trucks to get on board. They'll hide themselves underneath. These are desperate people trying to get across.
This week, a driver heading to Dover was threatened with a chainsaw after being forced to stop in the road. You can see a picture at kentonline.co.uk. Meantime, there's concerns the UK Border Force has a worrying low number of boats patrolling the coast, which is being targeted by people smugglers. The Commons Home Affairs Committee says other European nations are far better equipped.
KMFM News.
300 people, including 24 from the UK, have had to evacuate a passenger plane on the tarmac at Dubai Airport before it burst into flames. Photos on social media show thick black smoke rising into the air. The pilot reportedly told passengers arriving on the flight from India that there was a landing gear problem. Mike Vivian used to work at the Civil Aviation Authority and says a fire on a modern aircraft is unusual.
My flying career, I never encountered a new flight fire or never even heard of one or anything. Really, it's very, very difficult to see what's happened here. I'd be very surprised if it was a fire per se.
Two men have been jailed for murdering a Margate man and burying him in a forest in London. A court heard the pair shot 52-year-old Hidir Akhaskal four times before wrapping his body in plastic and concealing his body in August last year. The 41 and 36-year-olds from London have been sentenced to 32 years behind bars. The energy regulator is going ahead with proposals to introduce a price cap on prepayment meters. Ofgem says it's to protect 4 million vulnerable customers who are most likely to be paying over the odds. They are expected to save around £75 a year, but campaigner Will Hodgson says the plans will only help a minority of people.
I think for most of us, that is people who are getting overcharged by £1.4 billion a year, it really feels like a bit of a disappointment and a bit of a letdown.
A 12-year-old boy has been taken to a London hospital after falling off an escalator in Maidstone. Emergency crews were called after it happened by the Sainsbury's supermarket in Romney Place around 5:30 yesterday evening. It's not known yet how he fell.
KMFM News.
Tourism bosses in Kent say business is booming because of more of us are opting to holiday at home this year. Josh has more for KMFM.
Well, it's thought the impact of Brexit, along with rising costs of foreign travel and recent terror attacks, means more of us are choosing to stay in the UK. Sinead Hannah is from Visit Kent.
It's not a huge surprise to know that people are interested in staycations. Staycations are becoming increasingly popular over the last few years. Certainly we knew around the Olympics, so we saw a huge rise in people wanting to stay at home.
Around 40% of tourist attractions are reporting a rise in bookings since the start of the season. Scott Richardson owns a B&B in Wye. He's had to expand because business is so good.
We've just got a lot of stuff around here, and I think it seems like Kent's pushing a lot of money back into all the Margates, the Folkestones, Broadstairs, all these places that just bring a lot of people in for tourism.
Official figures on how the holiday season helps the county's economy will be released later in the year.
And a family from Monmouthshire who won a EuroMillions jackpot worth over £60 million say they only played to celebrate other good news. Sonia Davis phoned her daughters after surgery to remove a tumour to ask them to get the tickets because she was feeling lucky. Her daughter Stephanie says it was a huge shock.
Just literally, I just went straight downstairs, didn't I? Sort of, you know, ticket and iPad in one hand. And I just said to Steve, I said, for once in my life, I'm not even joking. Check, you know, check.
Yeah.
Well, we literally checked the tickets about 10 times over, didn't we? And then suddenly you realise you've got this piece of paper in your hand that is worth £61 million. And you just think, oh my God.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Cricket, and it's day one of England's third test against Pakistan. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, a short time ago, England were 88 for 3 at Edgbaston. The four-match series is level at 1-1. Meantime, Kent are in championship action this afternoon. It's day one of their match against Worcestershire at Canterbury. And a short moment ago, the visitors were on 33 for 1. Elsewhere Karen, the opening ceremony hasn't even happened yet, but competition in the 2016 Olympics gets underway today. There are matches in the women's football tournament, including hosts Brazil against China. And Sir Bradley Wiggins has reportedly ruled himself out of carrying the flag for Team GB at the Rio Games opening ceremony on Friday. The cyclist is Britain's most decorated Olympian alongside Sir Chris Hoy, with 7 medals, and was the bookies' favourite. Andy Murray, Joe Pavey and boxer Nicola Adams are among the other contenders.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.